The following program is paid for by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Absolute Mortgage Company, NMLS number 81395, and Washington CL number 81395, is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420, is a licensed loan originator with Absolute Mortgage. Visit AbsoluteLoans.com or call 888-90-HOMES for cost information.
You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell. Sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome to the Money Hour at 11:50 a.m. KKNW, the Saturday, August 9th show. I'm your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell. Thank you for taking time to talk money with me today. I've provided you with news on everything money, fresh information on the market trends and conditions in our local economy. And if you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast, but I'm here to answer any questions that you may have or contact you with any of the guests that I have in studio today. Please call into the show, 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And my lineup for today's show, Ian Tolmie with Caring Transition Seattle, determining the right path for you, caring for an aging loved one, and managing the demands of your own life can be trying and put in real stress on your entire family. It can be non-eventful if you have the right help through the transitions. That's why I'm excited to talk with Ian in studio today. Also, I have Staging Design Network with Trisha. Learn today about member networks for home stagers, interior designers, builders, realtors, and for you as a consumer. They provide interior design products and services for their trade members. This is the first ever shared rental pool and resale gallery. So very excited to hear about their company. And last guest in studio, Catherine Klaber with Keller Williams Realty Puget Sound. Real estate and your home lays a foundation for your financial security. Hear Kathy's message on home ownership and the process. As you can hear, we have great information and great guests in studio today. For more information on any topics discussed, please call into the show at 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And let's go ahead and start out, as always, the day with a little money chat.
Money. Money.
I thought I'd bring in today purchasing your home without having to go contingent. And depending on how quickly I talk during Money Chat, I might be able to talk a little bit about buy and hold strategies. But let's start out with the most important that I wanted to bring in. If you're currently a homeowner right now and you're trying to purchase a property and you haven't sold your current home, seems to be a challenge for quite a few people out there. And I think the reason why is just the sense of urgency in this real estate market. We have seen huge appreciation in our local market here. Zillow reports home prices through June 30th of this year, up 11.4% for the past year. A medium home value in Seattle, $472,300. Again, this is by Zillow, and they're predicting another 8.2% rise in the next year. So, and depending on the area that you're looking in, we're back at the height of the market before we had our meltdown. So it's exciting to see this appreciation of the real estate market, but it puts a lot of demand, and people just want to get into a home. And the combination that I've talked about many times as well, with the cost of money being so inexpensive, people are just wanting to take advantage of the market. Now, the challenge comes in is there's not enough inventory for all these buyers that want to get into the market. And so you've got that sense of urgency and maybe not wanting to wait to be able to sell your home first. Maybe you've got some improvements and things you want to do on the property to get top dollar, which you've heard a lot of my realtor experts in studio talk about how important it is, even in this market, to do everything that you can to maximize the potential of your property, even though there's not a lot of inventory. Ultimately, you want to get the highest amount of profit that you can on that home. So that's making sure that it's in the proper condition. So that may take time. Going contingent, and I'm not an expert in being in the arena of making offers on properties because I do the mortgage side, but I do have the best of the best experts in that arena. And we actually have one of them in studio today. And so you really need to talk with your real estate professional on being able to go contingent on your home selling. selling. But basically, what that means is you're going in and making an offer on a new home contingent on your current home selling first. I don't know. I don't know that you're going to be able to accomplish that in this market, especially if you're in a multiple offer scenario. And a lot of our homes in this area are having those multiple offer scenario, or for you as a buyer can be a challenge. So I want to give you something creative that you might be able to do to avoid having to sell your home first. Now, first, the easiest thing is if you can qualify for both of these mortgage payments, you don't have a concern that you're going to be able to sell your house. And I want to be really, clear with those of you that are thinking about this strategy. You just ultimately, you need to look at your own financial situation and make sure that you're willing to take on risk. Because if you want to sell your home and buy a new home, and you're thinking of buying your new home first before your current home sells, you need to make sure that you're willing to take that gamble. Who knows what the real estate market is going to hold for tomorrow? And if something happens in the market and you're not able to sell that home, you just want to really line out everything and make sure you've thought about it. But if you want to take this strategy and you can qualify for both mortgage payments and you've got enough cash to go in and purchase your home ultimately with the down payment that you would want to do without the equity in your home, that's easy. No challenges there. You just wait if you're comfortable with doing that. But let's say you can qualify for both mortgages, but you need the equity out of your home first to purchase your new house. That's where the first challenge might come, because if you want to purchase your new house without selling first, how do you get that equity? So let me give you some options on that. Home equity line of credit on your existing home, your current home. Get that all taken care of prior to making an offer on your new home. You can do a home equity line of credit, unlike a first mortgage, home equity line of credit being a second mortgage secured against your current residence. You can do that as a primary residence, even though you're not going to be living in that property for 12 months. Not the same scenario on a first mortgage. You can't take out a first mortgage on your primary residence when you plan on buying a new primary residence. Whole nother conversation. I've talked about that in studio before, but we're specifically talking about a home equity line of credit, second mortgage secured against your current primary residence. If you do it right now while you live in the home, it's a primary residence HELOC. If you wait until you're in process to purchase your new home, there's challenges because now you're taking your HELOC out as an investment. So get it done early. Most home equity line of credits or HELOCs, you might hear it referenced to, there's typically no cost. And if there is cost, it's very, very little cost. A lot of times they even pay for the appraisal, but minimal cost for a home equity line of credit. The interest, don't worry about doing it now. Even if you don't think that there might be a chance, maybe you're not going to purchase, but you think that there's a chance and this strategy may be one that you want to use, just do the home equity line of credit now. You're not going to pay any interest on that money unless you actually draw from that home equity line of credit. So it's an open line of credit. Those of you that have equity in your home, I say it's always good to just maximize and get that home equity line of credit. So you've got it there if you need it while the banks are lending on it, because again, there's no interest you're going to pay until you draw that money out. So get the HELOC or the home equity line of credit closed now, and then you're going to go and make an offer on your new home, and you're going to utilize the equity from that home equity line of credit on your current primary to bridge to purchase your new home. So ultimately, you're coming in with exactly the amount of down payment that you would come in with if you had access to that equity. So that's a really easy process to go through if you can qualify for these mortgage payments. Now, let's say you don't have equity in your home and you don't really have a lot of money down payment wise without selling the home. Go ahead and do your new purchase all the way up to the maximum that you can go. 95% is a 95% loan to value is a comfortable maximum for me to talk about, because there's a lot of options for 5% down. There's actually some options you can do zero down if need be, but that's a little more in-depth conversation. So let's just talk about a standard conventional 5% down payment loan. Now, if you would have planned on coming in, let's say, with a 20% down if you'd sold your home first, and now I'm telling you just to do a 5% down, which means you're dealing with PMI and all these other things, it doesn't matter. It's a temporary mortgage. Make sure you do a no closing cost loan. Yes, there are multiple cost structures to purchase a home. You can get a great interest rate and pay points. You can take a high interest rate and pay no cost at all. You would never do this unless you were doing it for this strategy. You're not going to keep this mortgage, and you definitely don't want to pay purchase or cost twice. So take a little higher than interest rate, have the bank cover all your costs, appraisal, escrow, title, everything. Maybe even get a short-term mortgage like an adjustable rate mortgage. And then as soon as your home sells, immediately you're going to turn around and refinance that, pay your full cost, get the awesome interest rate. So the only risk here in that second loan is you just don't know what's going to happen with interest rates. So there's a little gamble, and no matter how you're looking at this, ultimately I want to give you options if this is something that you want to do, because I have a lot of clients that don't know that there are options. And it takes picking up the phone and having a conversation with me to go, wow, you know what, this is a great alternative for me, and I want to do one of these options. Now, last option you have, and this is an option you would use if you can't qualify for these, all these mortgage payments, because you got to qualify for your current mortgage payment, you got to qualify for your new mortgage payment, maybe you're qualifying for an equity line of credit, whatever that case may be, you've got to make the income to qualify. If you don't fall in that, then you can look at short-term financing, and it is considered what the industry used to call hard money. Hard money meaning because it's expensive. You're going to pay a premium to take out this money, and it's a short-term, which means you've got a period of time you have to pay this back. Otherwise, it's going to be a really bad scenario for you. So the short-term financing is anywhere from 6 to 12 months, so minimum 6 months, maximum 12 months, depending on the qualification. So you'll know what that term is in your contract. This option, what you're going to do is just take out, they're going to pay off your current mortgage. They'll pay that off for you, and you're going to pay a short-term loan until you can sell that house, and you're going to be able to go in and purchase your new home. So, okay, I put a little tease there, buy and hold strategies. No time for that, but I will bring it up next week during Money Chat. Coming up next on the Money Hour, life changes can be exciting, and transitioning into senior life is no exception. Less responsibility, more time, simpler life. What a great life ahead. If you have the best team in place to assist. And one of those team members you need is relocation. How do you relocate from one property to another property? Well, that's why I have Ian Tolmie with Caring Transitions Seattle right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.
Mortgage fraud has been rampant since 2007. Many folks don't know they have legal rights. Find out if your mortgage loan has wrongdoings and fraud. Magnum Law Group will do a free audit of your loan documents. Facing foreclosure? Need to stop a foreclosure sale? Magnum Law Group can help. We have experts with valuable knowledge, and we get results. Have you decided to short sale your property instead of a foreclosure? Magnum Law Group has the experience to negotiate better and faster for you.
Hi, this is Deborah with Magnum Law Group. Please contact us at 425-454-4300. You can visit our website at www.magnumlawgroup.com or call us at 425-454-4300.
Hi, I'm Max Unger, center with the Seattle Seahawks. Did you know that during summer vacation, many Washington State kids often go hungry? We have to tackle this problem now. So join me and the Dairy Farmers of Washington to spread the word about Summer Meals for Kids program. Schools, communities, and organizations will be providing free, nutritious meals to children 18 and younger. There's no registration and no IDs required. Again, all the meals are absolutely free. To find the site nearest to you, visit parenthelp123.org and let's tackle youth hunger together. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ian Tolmie with Caring Transitions Seattle. Caring Transitions is the nation's largest professional network of estate sale, online auction, household relocation services. Whether you're moving across the country, around the corner, or simply downsizing and decluttering your home, Caring Transitions will reduce your mess and eliminate your stress. We're experts and we'll do what's right for your family. Call us today at 206-330-0878 or find us online at Caring Transitions Seattle. Thank you.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, August 9th show, bringing in expert advice and inside knowledge on today's events in our local economy and how it can affect your money in every aspect of your finances. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast, but you can always call into the show 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150. You definitely want to hold on to that number throughout the entire show because I've got my guests coming in, and that's the best part of the show. So any questions that you want to ask or connect with them, just call into that show number. And right now in studio, my first guest is Ian Tolmie with Caring Transitions Seattle. Neither senior parents nor their adult children find this reverse role comfortable, but how do you navigate through the process? What do you need to know, and who do you need on your team to help with the transition? And Ian, his company and what they have to offer is really exciting. And Ian, I thank you so much for coming back in studio again.
Thanks for having me, Tina. I certainly appreciate being here.
And a little background of Ian and Jennifer, owners of Caring Transition Seattle. I just have the benefit of interviewing Ian today, but Jennifer, I want to put a shout out for Jennifer as well. They both are passionate about caring for seniors, and Caring Transition Seattle is a direct result of this passion. As partners, Jennifer and Ian opened Caring Transition Seattle as a result of their own family going through the emotional stress of helping their own parents transition from large homes where they have lived for decades to a much smaller residence. And I know a lot of people that care about seniors and servicing seniors have had personal stories and personal things they've gone through that has actually engaged them to fully commit their business into this arena. Jennifer has 7 years experience as a licensed real estate agent in the Seattle area, and Ian, a certified aging place specialist. Together, it's their goal to assist families in downsizing and liquidating of decades worth of assets, preparing a family residence for sale, and creating a smooth transition into their new living space. So again, Ian, thank you so much for coming in. Let's go ahead and start out with describing the typical caring transition project.
Sure. Well, we find ourselves in a lot of different scenarios, and it's something that the typical situation would be a child, a son or daughter that actually has a parent that's maybe looking to transition, or parents that are looking to transition to a senior living facility. And we might come in, do some space planning with them. We'll actually figure out what they need to take with them or what they want to take with them, what they have room for. Mm-hmm. And once we figure that out, we'll help them actually transition those assets to the new facility, new space. And then we'll also help them liquidate the other assets that they need to either disperse to other loved ones, to family members, or maybe they want to auction them off or sell them through some sort of estate sale.
Got it. So what an amazing service that your company provides, Ian. What about a not-so-typical project? What would that look like?
You know, I found one this morning, actually. I was cutting the bolt off of a large garage, about 40 foot by 40 foot, in the back of a residence that we're taking care of. And inside were about, well, we quit counting at 500 bins, these large blue plastic bins. And there were 500 bins of unknown materials. And it's stuff that, from a hoarding perspective, they have, the family's been hoarding for years and years, decades. And the barn or garage is about to fall down, and they're looking to liquidate all of these to help with some additional costs with their sale of their house. And one of the things they're really looking to do is get the assets in the house, but the money that's tied up in the house. And frequently they need to get everything out of that before you can sell the home. And so it's often important for us to come in and transition that as quickly as possible. So we're actually taking everything off site and doing an off site sale for them. But we don't even know what's in the bins. You know, it's something that we're beginning to find out, and there are going to be treasures in some and trash in others.
Sure. Yeah. And isn't it exciting to see that all of our different areas, whether it's mortgage or it's real estate or it's staging or it's helping in the move, that there's so much that you can do for these seniors to make a complete change in this process. And what a great service that you have to offer. What about any other real life examples? Can you share another one with my listeners?
Another one that we're working with right now is condo associations. And we have actually a very, very beautiful condo that has wonderful assets. The condo association will not let this particular client have a sale, a estate sale in the client, in the condo. So we are actually doing an online sale, and we're going through everything. We're photographing everything, and we're actually taking that, putting it online. But then we have to move everything out of the condo because they also won't let the condo association, won't let the owner do us pickups within within their condo. So we're actually taking it all off site, and we're going to let people do pickups off site after the sale has taken place.
Yeah. You know what? It would be great years ago when I was a teenager, my mom's mom died, and she was definitely a hoarder and lived in California. And just remembering the stress that she went through, having to go through that process and deal with the own stresses that she had in her own family life. Why should the children of the families hire your company instead of dealing with this themselves?
Well, you mentioned the emotional perspective, and it's something that's extremely important because usually we're dealing with, you know, a time that's extremely emotional for the family. But also, if you look at the carrying costs of a home, and a lot of times families think, especially if they're remote families and the children might not be right next door or down the street, they may be cities away or states away. And if that's the case, really dealing with all of these assets in a timely manner is much more effective, because then you can get the primary asset, which is the home. You can get that up for sale. And so you don't have the carrying costs of trying to do this over a series of months. We can take care of it in days or weeks.
Yeah, and that's great, Ian, because you know my show is about saving my listeners money and really making the best financial decisions. So a family member may be sitting out there going, you know what, we just don't have any extra money to hire extra service. But that's really, they would could be spending more money by not hiring you.
Absolutely. And more often than not, we actually find that we actually give money back to the family. So, you know, after covering all of our costs and everything that's involved with the sale of the assets that they have within the home, we more often than not cover all of our costs and transitioning everything and moving everything out.
So, that is beautiful.
Yeah.
So what about the typical lead time needed to scheduling estate sale services?
If you're doing an estate sale or an online auction, that sort of thing, we usually request 4 to 6 weeks. It's something that we really actually don't need that much time. In the summertime, it's a bit busier than the wintertime. So 4 to 6 weeks is kind of a rough estimate that we give people.
Okay. What about moving services?
Now, that's a shorter lead time because we have numerous resources available to us. And so usually it's 1 to 2 weeks. And a lot of that is planning and understanding, what are we moving? Where are we moving it? Are we going to offload some of those assets as well? Is everything moving? Those sorts of things. But usually within a week or two, we can have everything quoted, estimated, moved in, done.
Okay.
Soup to nuts.
So living in Washington, a little different weather that we see at different times. What about seasonal advice or requirements that you would have?
Yeah, great point. It's something that you see the physical estate sales are primarily in the spring and summertime, moving into the fall a little bit, not much in the wintertime because you mentioned the weather, those sorts of things. The online auctions, year-round, and it's something that we can do those very easily year-round, and we do them year-round. We also see the opportunity to be able to do other types of moving services and those sorts of things year-round as well.
Okay. So Ian, I work with a lot of realtors, and I've been very, very fortunate to work with industry leaders, a lot of it because they're right here in studio, and I really only bring in the best of the best in their field. Those are the ones that get invited here. So your services, you work directly and can offer services to realtors in helping them transition their clients in the move. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And that's something that realtors really enjoy our services, because the realtor's job is to try and sell the house for the maximum amount that they can sell it for and as quickly as possible so that you can actually assume that money and actually have that in your control. If you go into a house and it's cluttered with years, decades of assets and things, getting rid of it and cleaning it up is always a challenge. And so we can come in and we can actually transition through that extremely quickly and get that house for sale in a much, much shorter time frame.
Yeah. And so if somebody's listening right now and they're working with family members or they are seniors themselves and they want to learn more about your company, Caring Transitions Services, what can they do?
You know, we welcome them to give us a call. Come to our website, caringtransitions.com. Give us a call and we'll give that number here a little bit later. But we'll do a free consultation where we'll come in, we'll actually meet with the family and we'll get to know them a little bit. We'll tell them about our services. We'll see what it is they're looking to accomplish.
Yeah.
And we can really give them some guidelines they can follow. And we always tell people it's so much better to pre-plan this. And if you're thinking of going through it in the next 6-12 months, talk to us now and we can really help you out with that.
So can you tell your story about how the two of you actually got into this business? Because I think that's it. It's interesting to hear the passion behind and the why you're doing what you're doing. Can you share that?
Absolutely. It's something I find myself in the unusual distinction of actually being a Caring Transitions owner and soon to be a Caring Transitions client. And that is because
you don't look like you're soon to be a Caring Transitions client.
Well, it's something that my parents are back in North Carolina. I have a sister in Nashville, Tennessee, and a sister in Atlanta. And here I am in Seattle. And it's something that my parents actually transitioned 5 years ago from a very nice lake house, 4,500 square feet. They moved into a smaller condo. And because of health issues and other things, they are now transitioning again into senior assisted living. And so it's something that I reached out to the Charlotte Caring Caring Transitions office. Mm-hmm. And I said, nice. You know, hey, I'd like to meet you when I'm back the next time with my parents. I'd like you to take a look at their condo, because that way I can rest assured that, you know, I've got someone I can know and trust.
Yes.
And it's someone within my own network, and I can reach out to them. And when the time comes, which is going to be very shortly, I can actually call them up and they will take care of my parents. Mm-hmm. And my parents don't have to lift a finger.
Yeah.
They just have to say, we want this and this and this. And they'll help with the space planning, and they will move everything from their current condo into what is going to be more of a large cabana. But it's going to be their own space, and it'll be something that, again, I find myself in that same space. My wife went through the same thing, Jennifer, with her parents in Olympia. And so she's much closer, but you see the downsizing process. And again, you see the decades of assets and clutter and stuff that needs to be dealt with in some way.
Well, the kids have families. Sometimes they have family issues going on. They've got careers, and, you know, there's just so much and only enough, not enough time in the day to get it all done. What about for wrap up here, your most popular service that you provide?
Our most popular service would be, the moving services and decluttering, and then also the online estate sale. That really differentiates us, because it's something, the online auctions is something that a lot of our competitors just don't have. And we can go either way to kind of do what's best for the family and what their needs are.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in studio again. Definitely we'll have you back, and I just appreciate the information that you share with my listeners.
Thanks, Dean. It's a pleasure being here.
Okay. Coming up next in the Money Hour, have you ever thought about pooling resources by providing great pricing to members for home furnishings, or maybe about purchasing these home furnishings or renting these home furnishings? What a great concept, and I'll tell you, it's the first ever of its kind. Tricia Thomason with Staging and Design Network, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.
Mortgage fraud has been rampant since 2007. Many folks don't know they have legal rights. Find out if your mortgage loan has wrongdoings and fraud. Magnum Law Group will do a free audit of your loan documents. Facing foreclosure? Need to stop a foreclosure sale? Magnum Law Group can help. We have experts with valuable knowledge, and we get results. Have you decided to short sale your property instead of a foreclosure? Magnum Law Group has the experience to negotiate better and faster for you.
Hi, this is Deborah with Magnum Law Group. Please contact us at 425-454-4300. You can visit our website at www.magnumlawgroup.com or call us at 425-454-4300.
Today might be the day I drop out of school. Today could be the last day I try. My parents alone can't stop me. My friends can't even stop me. But you might be able to. With United Way, you could tutor me, be my mentor, or volunteer to just read with me. If someone had helped me earlier, I might not be struggling. And studies prove that kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. There are tons of ways people like you can help kids like me stay in school. And United Way is calling for you to be one of them. Because it takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between me becoming one or the other could be you. Make me a success, not a statistic.
Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, August 9th show. It's a great day to talk money, and that's why I'm here with you, and that is what the show's all about, how to make money, save money, and build a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast to talk with me, or better yet, to talk with any of the guests that I have in studio today, pick up the phone, give my show a call at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, I have Tricia, and she is with Staging and Design Network. And we're going to talk about some creative ways to purchase property, stage your home by renting property, the wholesale, the consumer aspect, the real estate community aspect, and how they can benefit from their services. And Tricia, I'm just really excited to have you here. Last time in studio, I had your partner, Sharon. And so it's nice to, I think you came in studio last time, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's right. I've been trying to get Sharon in here.
Yeah, she's in Boston right now.
Yeah. So a little bit about Staging and Design Network, CEO and founder of Staging Design Network, and it launched in April of 2012. Staging and Design Network hosts the first online B2B shared rental commerce. This platform is changing the way home stagers operate their businesses and how consumers buy their home furnishings. Staging and Design Network provides a patent-pending online inventory management software solution, helping home stagers, realtors, builders, and designers more effectively manage their home furnishing inventory. So let's go ahead and start out, Tricia. Explain to my listeners what home staging is all about. What's it for? Why do you home stage?
Yeah, home staging is kind of like if you were going to sell your car, you wouldn't sell it without detailing it first, right?
Yes.
So home stagers go into a home and they make it look beautiful. They make it look warm and inviting with fresh new furnishings. And actually, home staging has finally been proven to sell homes for up to 18% more.
Wow.
In about a third of the time of an unstaged home.
Mm-hmm. And I like how you mentioned car, because everybody gets that. Everybody mm-hmm. gets to detail their car before they sell it. But I think on the consumer side, we in the industry know that you need to have your home staged. But communicating that on the consumer level sometimes isn't as easy. So I love that. And it's a good way to look at it. You would never sell your car without having it detailed. You should never sell your home without having it staged. So what about Staging and Design Network? How does this come into play here?
Well, we're a network for home stagers, interior designers, builders, and realtors, and then their clients. We were created because the model of being a home stager is a challenging one. If you want to open a home staging business, it's really an expensive business to open because you need a lot of home furnishings. So typically, in the past, someone would have to purchase $50,000 to $100,000 in home furnishings.
Wow.
And even then, you can never have the right type or amount of home furnishings. So, and then also, once you invest in those home furnishings, when they're not in a home being staged, you have to pay to store them, mm-hmm. manage them. And as exciting as home staging sounds, it's a lot of work transporting those furnishings from home to home several mm-hmm. times a week. So I owned a home staging company. And my husband came home one day, and our sofa was gone because I needed it for a home that we staged.
That's awesome.
And our garage was completely full to the ceiling, uh-huh. and both my husband and I are pilots, so we have an airplane hangar that was completely full of furnishings around our small airplane, and he had just really had it. He said, "Get a warehouse. I've had enough." And so I sat down and I started thinking about it because I was really home staging as part of my real estate business. I owned a real estate company at the time. And I just thought that it's really a challenging business model, and I couldn't understand why we wouldn't share resources.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, if we create a rental pool where our stagers can share their inventory, mm-hmm. If they're not using it, they can earn income on their inventory, expand their resource of available inventory to one another, and then also bring all their inventory under one roof so that storing that inventory becomes more efficient.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
And Tricia, I know to make sure that my listeners heard this because they might not have. I mean, one of the biggest things that, because I'm an organizational person, I've had my own mortgage software design, and so I'm an organized person at best. And I know that the reason this is working so well, one of the reasons is because your patent software that you have created to actually manage this. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's not uncommon for a rental to go out with 30 different stagers owning inventory on mm-hmm. that rental. So our website, each member has an account, and in their account it shows photographs, measurements, descriptions of all of their inventory, what they have available, mm-hmm. what they have rented out, what they've sold, what they have on reserve. And the system accounts for all of the income coming and going between mm-hmm. Stagers. So we spent... we're still working on the technology. It's something that will always be
technology,
evolving.
Oh, technology, of course.
Yeah.
I'm still working on mine, too. It's live, but we're always working on it.
Right.
Yeah. So what about let's talk about who can join, explain the three membership levels and how each of those levels work.
Well, like I said, we work with realtors, interior designers, stagers, and builders, and also their clients. So we have three membership levels. We have a free membership. And for that free membership, you can go online. You can sign up in the service directory, advertise your service if you have one, which is great for stagers to find those resources. You can also buy from the resale gallery. If you want to rent from the rental pool for a home staging project, you would need to become a wholesale member, which is $60 a year. And for that membership, you can also come into our design center and buy home furnishings at discount. So in Kirkland, we've got a showroom and fulfillment center connected where we have new home furnishings for our members as well. Yeah. And it also helps the stagers to replenish their inventory to keep it fresh and evolving. And then we have trade membership, which is only available to the trade. And that is for the person who is building an interior design business. We have a lot of other services that are specific to the trade. And that's better. All of those things that we offer are better left in a consult meeting rather than sharing it all here.
Yes. And I will say that how I met the two of you was I'm treasurer of the Women's Council of Realtors for the Seattle Metro chapter. And I love being a part of the real estate arena and just being with that group and hearing what's important to them. Mm-hmm. And you were one of the guest speakers that came in, which there's only 12 guest speakers that get to come in. And just hearing about, you know, seeing the response from the realtors in the room, because I think there's a lot of them that don't know that this is an option out there. And it's really just a huge benefit and service for them to be able to service their clients better, save money, and ultimately enjoy life a little bit more, not having to deal with the stress of that. So can anyone put inventory in the rental pool, Tricia?
Yeah, actually, we've recently opened that up to anyone. We heavily screen inventory because obviously it's going to need to go into a home and it needs to be in like new condition, or if it's a specialty piece, it just needs to be something that we believe realtors or stagers or whoever's renting from the rental pool will need.
Okay. So, and what about, can you talk a little bit about the resale gallery for my consumer listeners? Well, and even realtors, I know realtors have gone in and utilized the resale gallery just for their own personal use, but from the consumer side.
Yeah, one of the things that's really unusual about our business model is our members can buy both new and used, and they can buy from the same location. So we work a lot with designers who bring their clients in to do a whole house remodel, and they'll be working with a specific budget. So they'll buy new for the really high-end pieces that they're looking, and then they can supplement with things that are in show condition because they've been used for staging, but they're a lot less expensive because the stager's already gotten their equity out of the piece that they're selling.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know a couple of the realtors, and one specific that actually redid her whole house, and she used that as her testimonial introducing you at the Women's Council. So what about design services, Tricia?
We offer design services for our members. It's a two-hour minimum consult, and it's only $75. We also refer design services to our members. So it just depends on what you're looking for. We have a whole list of stagers and interior designers in our service directory, and you can see photos of their work as well.
Got it. So as a new company myself with my mortgage software company, which is totally separate from my mortgage business, but I'm interested in where's the future of your company? Because you're new just like I am with my software company. So what's coming up?
Well, our plan is to scale nationally. So we're planning on opening 50 locations over the next 10 years. And the first three locations always take 10 times as long as you expect. And then they roll out pretty quickly. It is a brand new concept. So there have been a lot of learning experiences. We've grown really, really fast so far, almost too fast. But I think we've got a good handle on that. And yeah, we're really excited to be able to bring this to stagers all over the U.S.
Well, my show's about money, so I got to ask you, are you looking for investors?
We are getting ready to do an investor round in September. So if you're an accredited investor and this is something that sounds interesting to you, you can either reach out to me personally or get the information on our website.
perfect. And anyone listening, if you've missed any of the information that's been provided by my amazing guest in studio, you can always go online to themoneyhour.com and listen to any of the podcast and type in staging, and you'll get all the segments that I've had from Tricia in studio before. Tricia, again, thank you for coming in and sharing your company and what's happening with it. It's definitely unique and definitely something that can save the real estate community as well as the consumers a lot of money when it comes to furnishing.
Yeah, thank you.
And coming up next on the Money Hour, when thinking about real estate, what does the term buying right mean? Catherine Kleber with Keller Williams Realty, Puget Sound, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good. With a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm gonna let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Mortgage fraud has been rampant since 2007. Many folks don't know they have legal rights. Find out if your mortgage loan has wrongdoings and fraud. Magnum Law Group will do a free audit of your loan documents. Facing foreclosure? Need to stop a foreclosure sale? Magnum Law Group can help. We have experts with valuable knowledge, and we get results. Have you decided to short sale your property instead of a foreclosure? Magnum Law Group has the experience to negotiate better and faster for you.
Hi, this is Deborah with Magnum Law Group. Please contact us at 425-454-4300. You can visit our website at www.magnumlawgroup.com or call us at 425-454-4300.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Well, welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, August 9th show. I'm here to help you build a strong 1 week and one show at a time and one guest at a time. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast, you can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com to discuss anything regarding money or to talk to any of the guests that I have in studio. And right now, first time in studio, Catherine Kleber with Keller Williams Realty Puget Sound. Learn today from an industry leader in the real estate arena about your real estate investment and how taking a real estate real people approach. And Kathy, I'm excited to have you here. I'm doing a lot of special things with you in the senior community that we talked about with Ian with his services. And I'm just so happy to have you here. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. It's privileged to be here.
And a little bit about Kathy. I call her Kathy. She's well known with her clients with Kathy. Kathy has most people know her is a managing broker for Team Red Real Estate in corporation with the headquarters at Keller Williams Realty, Puget Sound in Federal Way. Kathy founded Team Red in 2006, and she's currently leading a growing team of licensed real estate brokers servicing the greater Puget Sound region. Prior to being licensed in real estate, Kathy was a market research consultant providing public opinion information to the region's corporate decisions making tables. Kathy describes her career change as a move from the boardroom table to the kitchen table, and she's seeing both as equal importance. Kathy continues to educate and business focus certified her as a senior real estate real estate expert, a seller's representative specialist, an NHHB certified new home sales professional, certified negotiator expert, and certified distressed property expert. In 2009, Kathy was selected as the cultural ambassador for the Northwest Keller Williams region, a lifetime position she considers her greatest honor. Beautiful, Kathy. Again, I'm just so excited to have you across the table here to talk with you because so passionate about what you're doing and so well knowledgeable in the real estate arena. And I know that there's a lot of people that look at you as a mentor. So it's a really real privilege to have you here.
Thanks again.
So let's talk about money strategies today, Kathy, and how a person's home lays a foundation for their financial security and their peace of mind. You called your talk today Real Estate, Real People. What inspired that?
Well, I really feel that real estate is all about real people. And that's what I love about the business. Every client we have the opportunity to serve has a unique need, as unique as their fingerprint, their smile, and the experiences they've had in their life. And when we work with their real estate needs, whether they're buying, selling, or investing in real estate, the true art of our service rests in the understanding of the circumstances that bring them to us, and then helping them find the most successful solution.
That is so true, Kathy. And thinking about young people today, just starting to work with money and thinking about the home buying process, what message would you want that arena or that age group to understand?
Well, a couple things. First off, I have to look back to my own growing up and the good advice I received. My parents and grandparents played such an important role in laying a foundation about money matters for me, teaching me the importance of home ownership and investing in real estate. And today, my parents still are the resource that my children go to.
Wow.
When they have questions about financial matters. So I'm glad to see that relationship grow. Making a home purchase early really hinges on early understanding about money. Mm-hmm. And so as parents have the opportunity to teach their children, and as they reach out to that first credit opportunity, those credit opportunities, whether it's a first credit card or, a small car loan, by making those payments on time, they create the kind of freedom for themselves and leverage a freedom in our economic society that allows them to become first-time home buyers much faster. They're either going to build credit or damage credit.
Yep.
And so I really do encourage parents to emphasize that. We don't see it enough in the schools. And when we see that success happening, we see young people in their 20s and early 30s being able to make home purchases today.
Yeah.
Of course, it's compounded with, get a great education that will allow you a good job. All of that makes so much sense. The other thing that we see, Tina, is parents and grandparents helping by providing that first down payment.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they're able to get into the home ownership cycle, they now are inflation proof. That home will grow in equity, and when they're ready to buy the next home, they can sell that, take that equity, and they're set. They're ready to secure their position in the community.
Yeah, and I think I like how your advice with children and helping them with their finances. I think it should start as young as they know anything about money at all, and they want something in the grocery store. Let them have what they want, but they got to participate and contribute financially to everything that they want to purchase. And so starting out from a really young age, the gift and being able to help if they've got some contribution of their own, maybe gifting is getting them into a better program for like an FHA versus conventional loan. So I think it's so important, Kathy, there. What kinds of changes are you seeing with first-time homebuyers today, and what counsel do you give to buyers considering the purchasing of their first home? Because I know you counsel every client that you work with, whether it's a first-time homebuyer or it's helping seniors transition, and that's one of the most amazing things about you is just the time and the counsel that you give to each one of your clients. So what advice do you have for first-time?
Well, thank you very much. Well, we see in the process of doing a lot of open houses, we see first-time homebuyers come through that may or may not end up being our clients. And one of the things that we see is as we're working with homes which what I call have good bones,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a good roof, it's got good windows, it has a good furnace, it's in a good neighborhood, and it's a great home, what we would consider a great home for a starter family.
Mm-hmm.
All too often we see these first-time home buyers, though, want everything to be perfect in that first purchase. And, you know, the full remodel, they want the granite countertops at go,
yeah.
they want the stainless steel, or they're not going to consider it.
Mm-hmm.
And with prices going up the way that they are, I just want to plant an investor mindset in these young buyers that, you know, if they focus on the right location, the right mm-hmm. school district, getting a home that has, the space that they can grow their family in, they can get invested in that home and create the improvements over time
yeah.
that will build their equity. And again, you know, their home is probably the biggest investment they're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do it right.
Yeah, makes total sense, Kathy. Now, when we're thinking about buyers in general, we've heard the term buying right. What are some of the important aspects to buying right?
We touched on it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think that location, 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 we hear that all the time. And school district has a tremendous amount to do with that, whether you have children now or you're going to have children in the future, or you're not having children, but you're going to be selling the home and the person buying it's going to want to have children in a great school district. School districts drive value.
Yes.
And so when you purchase a home in a good location, and oftentimes buy a home that's the one that needs fixing up, where all the neighbors are looking great.
Mm-hmm.
So you gain the equity of now fixing that home up to match your neighbors. Don't be the best house in the neighborhood.
Yes.
You know, we want them to again, buy right and gain value.
And I know that you definitely follow that because you have a lot of buyers that you work with that are coming right back around and they're selling and buying and selling and buying. So when you're working with them through that process and really talking about investment, making the right investment, what are you saying? Any additional things there?
Yeah, well, when you buy that home and you're planning that you're going to get this built up equity over time, mm-hmm. keep in mind that you need to continue to maintain that home.
Yes.
All too often I find that they've done nothing to the home since they bought it, but they want to get the full market value when they go to sell it. And so in 10 years or 15 years, we haven't replaced the roof and the furnace isn't doing so well. And,
uh-huh.
and you know, by maintaining those things over time and you know, then you don't have the big outlay of cash at the end. So treat your home like a good investment. Take care of it over time, and then going to sell it, you'll have the better value.
And Kathy, when you're buying a home, you really, and more than anything else too, I think, because home has so, it means so much more than just an investment. And so just buying and having peace of mind, what are you saying is the greatest peace of mind?
Well, we've certainly seen in the crash of the market,
mm-hmm.
where everything went up and up and up, and people pulled the equity out of their home.
Yes.
And instead of buying it, taking care of it, and holding it as they're making their payments so that their debt is managed,
mm-hmm.
We had so many people losing their homes, not because they bought wrong, but because they pulled the equity out of their homes.
Yes.
And so I caution against that. I also think that the peace of mind begins with understanding that your home is your sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And so protect that.
Yes.
You know, it's a part of keeping your home decluttered, having it be a place where you want to go and find peace. We have so many places out there where we're stressed, and I just want to encourage people to do that on an annual basis.
Yes.
Purge this stuff out, take care of it, improve on it like you're going to be ready to sell it, and enjoy it.
Makes total sense. And yeah, your home is not your debit card that you're just going to keep drawing out of. Now, there's a lot of people that had high credit card interest rates, which was great. If you've got some equity, take it off, pay off those credit cards. But the problem is they went back and reused those credit cards again. Not a smart thing. You really do want to look at this home as, you know, not a account that you can just draw from. So, Kathy, we've got just a minute left here, and I want to let you choose what you want to share with my listeners before we end my time with you.
Well, I think it's the the point about the real estate is about real people.
Mm-hmm.
In every circumstance, there is a story to be told. And I just, as I train the team that I work with, I just am so committed that our first job is to listen. Mm-hmm. And to hear the goals and dreams of people, whether it's a first-time home buyer or someone right-sizing or relocating or a senior. When we're working with our seniors, we come in as senior real estate specialists, and we have people like Ian at Caring Transitions as part of our partnership that will come in to provide absolutely everything that's needed throughout the sales process. We
yes.
listen to the entire situation and we provide the entire solution because we have the partners to help us do that. And so I just celebrate that, you know, we have a lot of people that are going to be our baby boomers have made such change in the world. And we want to show the world how aging can be done with grace.
Yeah. Wow. And Kathy, you are just, again, an expert at what you do and just an amazing person that I love so much. And I just appreciate so much you taking time to be here with me. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day. Enjoy me next Saturday, same time, same place. And if you missed any of my show, I am on air every Saturday. But if you've missed any of them, you don't want to miss my guests because they're all experts in their field, amazing at what they do. And you can listen, go online to themoneyhour.com, listen to any of the podcasts. If you missed any of the information from the show today, you definitely will want to go online and listen to their podcast. And I will be here again next Saturday right here on 1150 AM KKNW. Thank you to all my listeners.
The preceding program is paid for by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Absolute Mortgage Company, NMLS number 81395, and Washington CL number 81395, is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420, is a licensed loan originator with Absolute Mortgage. Visit absoluteloans.com or call 888-90-HOMES for cost information.